Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. Bubble Boy is not. He is, he's
MIA.
Yeah, he's, we don't know. We don't know.
I think we have not heard
from him.
Self-quarantine, or he is practicing social distancing.
Yeah, but that's only for big groups.
Well, yeah.
And only for people in an at-risk.
But you forget that he knows us.
But he's not.
What do you mean? He's not.
He's not.
He's not here.
He's not in the age range. He's healthy. Otherwise, not talking about mental health.
Right.
But physically.
Mm-hmm.
So he has no reason to avoid this.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Why?
I've been traveling around. I just got off a cruise ship a week ago.
Yeah, but you were blowing the goo away from you.
Well, that is true. I was doing that. But... So I don't know. Bubble Boy might be a little wiggy in that regard. We have not heard from him, and we don't know where he is. We just know that he's not.
Perhaps
here.
He's left the country,
and they won't let him back in.
Maybe he got caught by the coronavirus.
Well, not like you. I mean, Jerry is actually he's
Corona beer virus.
Well, no, he's going the extra mile by drinking Corona Extra.
Okay,
Jerry the diver guy is right.
I'm trying to get my immunity built up.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
That's one way to do it.
Solid plan.
Sterilize yourself from the inside out.
You need only, what, 60% alcohol to kill it?
That's it. Yeah, we're easily.
If I drink 60 Coronas, is that like 60%?
Yeah, go with that. Go with that. You know,
I have tried that with vodka.
Right.
How'd
that work for you?
I'm healthy as a horse.
Really?
So I think it's working.
Okay. We'll go with that. You keep your distance, though. I don't trust it. But, you know, we are going to do some diving stuff. Jerry came across this photo, I believe, on Facebook. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah.
Where the fish head, or actually it was a head of a great white. Did you see this scene, Jerry?
No.
So it was a picture of, like, it looked like a fisherman. They had hooked a great white, which is kind of depressing when you think about it from a diver's perspective. But they had hauled the great white up on the boat to find that there was no body attached to the great white anymore because something had come up and chomped it from the head down.
Remember, there's always a bigger fish.
Right.
It was the Meg.
It could have been the Meg.
It was the Meg.
You know, there's...
We saw that movie.
Well, no, honestly, it was probably orcas, killer whales. Well,
yeah, okay.
Greg, come on now.
What?
You know that it's Discovery Channel using that for bait to pull the Meg in. Come on.
Yeah, it's a
Jerry
talking.
What?
He's giving you the stink eye, as everybody can plainly see on the radio.
Sober up. Sober up, hillbilly.
Okay.
Floating ridiculous theories with Greg the Dive Master.
Yeah, no, actually, you know, no, people are...
The first thing went through my mind was orcas.
No, that makes sense.
What?
That's almost
wolves of the sea.
It's almost got to be orcas.
Or, you know, there's...
Because they're the only thing that can be...
Well, there's some, you know, chatter on the internet saying that the picture is actually just a great white head that they had sawed off. But
well, they've done a dang good job selling it.
It does. It looks more like bite marks to me.
You know how hard it would be to saw off a head of a great white?
It'd be very hard. But what do they keep from the shark? They keep the jaws. So they would just take
the
head.
That's all they care about.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Barry.
Could it have been another great white?
No.
It's a possibility.
Yeah,
bigger dumb one. Answer.
No, question. I'm asking for the answer.
Oh, yeah, no, I couldn't.
I think it could have been.
Wait, Barry, was that a legitimate question?
That was a legitimate question.
Why,
and could it?
Why would it matter?
You've never gone fish. Well, because you keep thinking it's a killer whale or something like that. It could have been another great white. This one could have been injured, and the others attacked it and ate it.
It is a possibility.
No, it's not a possibility.
Yes, it is.
No, not.
Why?
They don't eat their own like that. No way. Great white.
If they're fighting over food or females.
You think they look at each other and say, hey, bro, I'm not going to eat you?
Yeah, of course.
So you're saying there's a bro code among great white sharks.
I thought that was only lawyers.
I talk shark. No, they don't. No, actually, they do. Shark. They do eat their own, actually. Like baby sharks. I think baby shark, as soon as that song, they want to eat them.
It could be a nurse shark, Greg.
What do you mean? A nurse shark eat a great white? Come on. Let's not be stupid.
Come on.
No, well, we've seen the video. Yeah, we've seen the videos of the killer whales eating great white sharks. That is, out there, and it makes sense.
Barry, where are you going?
What, he left? Where he's had enough.
What's he doing?
He's walked out. He walked out.
He's had enough of your nonsense.
No, I didn't. I'm working on a radio while you guys are talking.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Are we not important?
No, of course
you're
not.
Important. I'm
focus. Focus, Barry.
Sharks.
Focus.
I'm trying to focus on diving.
No. Oh, we see what it's got.
Let me get this straight. Barry just said he's trying to focus on diving by going to work on his radio behind him. Is that what you just said?
I'm waiting for the conversation to steer itself back to diving
and
what we're doing for the summer.
Okay.
What did we just say?
Well, I know what you think
you're
playing.
We're going great white shark feeding.
No, I'm not going to see a shark. Uh-uh.
You would not go dive with a great white shark?
Nope, not with them. With hammerheads.
Just stay home and play with your radios.
That's right. I'll go lobster hunting.
Well, what about the guy who last month they had a great white sighting right off the coast where you are, Barry, in South Florida? You didn't want to be that group of divers that were diving off, I think it was Palm Beach, wasn't it? And they came across the great white and got the video that went viral? Wouldn't want to be in that group of divers?
Nope.
I thought you said on the air that you would. That you would enjoy that experience.
You know why, Greg?
Why?
He can't take his transistor radio underwater.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
No. It's, the water is their territory.
He doesn't like visitors. Sharks.
Really? You got to...
No, it's not. It's not. I didn't say I didn't like sharks. I said it spooks me when they kind of sneak up on you.
Well, if you're going to look for them, which is what they had heard, the great white was in the area. The dive group went out there on the dive boat, and they got lucky and actually found it. So they were on the lookout. Yeah, I mean, if a great white snuck up on you, sure, anybody, I think, who's being honest is going to be a little nervous if they're swimming around doing their dive and all of a sudden a great white pops up behind them. You might let a little bit.
I don't want to ruin my wetsuit.
Yeah, you might have to extra dunk in the... For the wetsuit.
But if you're looking to dive with them, or there's one in the area and you're actually trying to search it out, I don't think you're going to be that scared, are you?
Let me put it to you this way. When I do dive and I see them, that's okay. But I don't go out of my way to go look for them. There are other things I'd rather do diving. One of them is looking for lobsters or looking for things to eat.
Yeah.
Well, what if you go on a shark dive? You're not looking for them.
I'm not looking for something to eat. I'm the bait.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this went.
Are you afraid that we would hang chum off you?
He would.
Oh, you? Yeah.
he has dove with us. He understands how we look at Barry as a dive buddy.
Let's see how fast Barry can swim.
Not as fast as us. That's for sure.
Oh, I don't know. Human torpedo, man.
As Fraser Nevin's about the green feet.
The green. Yeah. Okay. That's a whole another thing. Hey, look, I'll tell you what. You guys are providing no content whatsoever.
We're learning something today. We learned that Barry is scared of sharks.
Well, right. Exactly. Which is
worthless. It's a brave thing to admit on the air.
All right. Well, but we got Dr. Doug, I think. Are you with us, Dr. Doug? Talk to me.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Let's bring some...
Dr. Doug!
Okay. All right. Sorry about that.
You didn't have the real music queued up, so I'm trying to help you.
Okay. That didn't really help. And I will apologize to Dr. Doug Ebersol up front because of that. So, but Doug, how are you? It's been too long, my friend.
Doing great, Greg. Good to talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've been doing a lot of diving lately, despite all this virus craziness going on, I assume, right? Haven't you?
Yeah. Mainly just freshwater stuff, teaching classes and did some cave diving and so forth. But that's the main thing. I haven't been out in the ocean in a little while.
Well, yeah, but it's not because you're afraid of sharks like Barry. You're a real man. You just like diving, correct? You'll back me up there.
Well, I love sharks.
Okay, see? I know it. All right, well, Dr. Doug, he's a man in the know. We're going to talk to him more next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving and afraid of no sharks. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Mermaid Cat.
What are you doing here?
You can check me out at mermaidcat.com.
Holy moly!
In the meantime, keep listening to Scuba Radio.
Uh-huh.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
That's some language you got there.
Now here's a guy. If he was a merman...
But why would you even say that?
I might let him penetrate the mucous membrane of my mermaid's hair.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Greg, the dive master!
Yes, master!
Now get away from me, you sick bastard!
You are one sick bastard, you know that? But I like your style.
Well, thank you. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, safely tucked away and socially distanced from our dive buddies today. Bubble Boy isn't even here. He's went as far as to distance himself from the entire studio. We don't know what happened to him. But we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web for the same purpose.
You don't think it's orcas, do you?
Orcas may have eaten them, along with the great white. That's very possible. But look, enough nonsense. We have Dr. Doug Ebersol on the line with us, who can bring some, you know, professional insight from a diving and physician standpoint. Heart surgeon. Is that what it is, Dr. Doug? Well, what do you like to, what do you prefer?
I'm actually a cardiologist. I'm an interventional cardiologist, but whatever you want to call me is fine.
Okay. We'll talk. No. Yeah, he'll answer to that because he's a diver. He's one of us, even though he's like way, way smarter.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Bar's so, not that high.
So bring some insight into this coronavirus stuff, Dr. Doug. What do you think? Is it being blown out of proportion from your expertise as well from what we think, or what do you think?
I think it's a little bit unclear. I mean, the concern is that it's obviously going to spread around the world. The question is how quickly is it going to get to be widespread here in the States? And
yeah,
you probably read the whole thing about flattening of the curve and all that. The concern from a medical standpoint is the number. Some of these people get very, very ill.
Mm-hmm.
Some die, but some just get very, very ill and require being put on a ventilator. Apparently, there's only, I forgot what the actual number was, but something like 160,000 ventilators or something in the United States.
Yeah.
So if you just pick a number, let's say 300,000 people need ventilators over the next 3 months. If all of those were to hit within the next few weeks, we would have a situation where people needed ventilators with no ventilators to put them on.
Right.
And then people are going to die. You're going to have to triage people. So the idea is, with the whole canceling everything and the social distancing and so forth, is you may still have those same, say, 300,000 people for the sake of argument that need a ventilator. But if you spread that out over 4 or 5 months, then we don't overload the medical system.
Right.
So, I mean, from a personal standpoint, like I told you, Carol and I, we're supposed to go skiing this week coming up. And while I'm not that concerned about us getting sick, we're healthy and so forth. But my concern would be if we were to come back having been infected but not be symptomatic from it.
Right.
And then infect a whole bunch of people at the hospital and our clinic and so forth. And, you know, I don't want to kill some elderly person for the sake of me getting 3 or 4 more days of skiing in this year.
Didn't
seem like the socially responsible.
You'd feel bad. Exactly. But, the thing here at Scuba Radio.
Died on the slopes anyway.
Yeah. Exactly. You just broke a leg or something, right? Now, the thing is, I've been practicing social distancing. Yeah. For months and years here at Scuba Radio by keeping the Scuba Radio.
There's
Scuba
a difference
squad
between that and being connected. A social outcast.
Not really.
Or being shunned by society in general.
That's what the internet is, because they don't have to be connected. You know, or in the studio with us. So, like, the squad there is connected via the web. We don't have to.
Dennis had a possible solution to the ventilator shortage.
Yeah, what?
We could just use our scuba regulators as emergency ventilators.
Dumb idea. Not really what we're. I don't think that will work.
Just push the button to purge.
And no, Jerry, a fireplace bellows
I think
is not a suitable substitution.
Dennis is channeling Barry right now, which, and I apologize for that, Dr. Doug. But, it just happened.
I thought it sounded good.
Let me ask you a serious question.
Sometimes I just walk around the house with my regulator and a tank.
Yeah, okay.
Making just Darth stop. Vader's impression.
No, yeah. Dr. Doug, someone asked me, he says, hey, Greg, you had open heart surgery 3 years ago. Aren't you one of those compromised individuals that could be susceptible to the coronavirus?
Yes, he's
more
very
than
frail.
The general public? And I'm like, no.
Yes.
No, I'm not, am I?
Yes.
You would be at a mildly increased risk compared to someone of your very youthful age who had not undergone bypass surgery. But you're under 65 and you're otherwise very, very healthy. And your surgery was done totally electively with a normal underlying heart muscle function. So
right.
You should be at quite a low risk of really having a problem.
Okay. But, I heard no.
Things happen.
I heard no. That's what I heard.
even the healthy people have probably a 1% chance of a problem, which is very, very low. But the concern is, as an example, one of my partners, his son has been sent home from University of Central Florida and was kind of upset about being sent home by saying, look, why are we worrying about this? You know, I'm young, I'm healthy, and so forth. And my partner's response is, yeah, but you're going to be seeing your granddad. You don't want to kill your granddad, do you?
Yeah.
So that's the concern, is if you're going to be around anybody over the age of 65 or over around people who are have some medical conditions, what you don't want to do is be carrying the virus, not be aware of it, and infect someone else and propagate the whole problem.
That would be bad. Yeah, you don't want to do that, of course. Now, what about the question of, do you think this virus can be spread underwater? One of the things the dive god said to me, he goes, hey, you want to get away from the coronavirus? Go diving. And I'm like, yeah, that's genius. And then I thought, wait a minute, can this thing actually go in the water? Do we know? Have you heard anything to contradict that idea or what?
I can't imagine that would happen. But it seems to me like a very good time to do local diving. That way you're literally socially distancing yourself from other people. You're not traveling on an airplane. So anybody that's got the option of doing some local diving over the next couple of months is a good time to support your local dive center, your local dive boats.
Yeah, and that's what you've been doing. So we'll get to that. So you've been doing some springs and stuff on your rebreather. Is that what's been on your agenda the last few weeks or what?
Yeah, I've got a buddy who was recently cave CCR certified. So we've done some diving in the cave system up at Jenny. And then I had a work thing that I was supposed to do last Monday. They got canceled because of this whole thing, because I couldn't fly anywhere for work. So I had a friend who was teaching a cave CCR class, and I drove up and just kind of hung out with them and kind of tagged along just to kind of get some time underwater.
Yeah. Well, see, he's practicing what he's preaching. He's diving fairly locally, because those are all the springs and the general vicinity. In your general vicinity that you've been doing lately, right? Yeah.
Yeah, about 2 hours away. About 2 hours.
That works. Yeah. So, CJ, yeah. Maybe this is the window that we have. I mean, we've been talking to Dr. Doug about maybe doing a little rebreather experience. Maybe we need to look at that option there. CJ, what do you think?
CJ's still got to be able to.
He still wonders. He goes like, I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dr. Doug is our guest right now. We're putting the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad on ice to have him cool down just a little bit while we have some real insight into this virus and just diving and how we can just keep doing it. Next, stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. Dennis and his son, Austin, are my private pilot chauffeurs. I got to fly down and get Florida Stone Crab with them the other day. You ever done that, Dr. Doug? You ever went for the Florida Stone Crab? Are you not into that kind of thing? I forget. I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, back in high school, I was diving. I lived in St. Pete at the time. And we used to go diving for stone crabs under the Skyway Bridge, which was probably a silly, stupid thing to do. I wouldn't do anymore because the currents are quite, quite strong occasionally. But yeah, we'd pull ourselves across the bottom with a couple of dive knives and put your hands in the holes and catch stone crabs, then have a little stone crab boil at the beach when we got finished. So
and you crack off their claws right underwater, wouldn't you? Is that what you do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You grab them at the time. I don't know what the rules are at the moment, but at the time you could actually take both claws. They found that their survival didn't make a whole lot of difference with one versus two claws. So we would pop off both claws and throw them in a goodie bag and put them back.
Do for the price of one. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I don't think they're endangered or anything, but there's a season. And, there's talk that, some of the divers I know only take one with the idea of like, okay, let them keep one. And then, you come back get the other one. And then, every year you go for the other one.
I think that's a good idea, actually. But yeah, and actually in high school, I also had in college, I had a professional crabbing license. So I had 50 crab traps I used to keep out in Tampa Bay. So I would get blue crabs and sell those wholesale. But we'd occasionally get some stone crabs in there as well. And if they're in season, we could we keep those, just have them for personal use as well.
How about that? Yeah, see, that's what Aqua Gypsy was telling me. They just use stone crab traps to get the stone crab. And I thought the divers went down there and got them. And I rounded them up like scallops or something like that. So she goes,
are those easy to catch?
What, the stone crab?
Are they easier than lobster?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fairly easy because they're usually in a hole. At least when I was doing it, they were in a hole. The kicker was you had to put your hand in the hole and see if there's something in there.
Yeah, or some appendage that you don't typically value high on the value scale there. I'm guessing
such as?
Well, Barry. you know, which appendage would you? You can only imagine, right?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
So they get me out on this boat and they start to passing out the gear. They hand me my flippers, fins there, and I slip them on. Then they give me my mask. Now I'm about to put my mask on when I look over and I see 23 people spit into their mask. I'm going, now what is this for? But I figured it was one of them life-saving techniques. So I put a lot of spit in my mask because I didn't want to get down there and run out.
Well, I'm on the deep end. Yes, I'm on the deep end.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. Dennis and his son Austin, who are private pilots, and they were flying me around the last couple of days down to South Florida to get Florida stone crab. It was a great time. It really, and that is the way to travel, especially right now in these times where, you know, flying and traveling is a little dicey. But if you have your own private plane, your own private pilot, yeah, you can still have a lot of fun and not worry about all those viral issues that we find ourselves dealing with.
Or if today. You got your license, you could actually just go fly yourself.
Oh, that's we'll save that for our airplane show, Dennis. Let's not talk about that or make me feel bad about myself now. I feel bad about myself enough already. But at least I got a stomach full of stone crabs. Yeah, yes, Dr. Doug, what were you going to say? Go.
I want to make sure I said hi to Dennis and his son. I haven't seen him since you guys... Because we all had dinner together here in Lakeland at the Sun and Fun last
night. That's right.
Tell him I said hi.
Yeah, the Sun and Fun's big air show. That has been postponed as well.
Yeah, we were hoping to get together with you again next or at the end of the month, but it looks like that's pushed out now till May.
Yeah, two big events.
It's going to be in May.
Yeah, Sun and Fun, they have like 750,000 people show up at that event in Lakeland, Florida every year, and that's been postponed to May. We'll see how that holds up. And then, of course, Beneath the Sea, which was the big show that we're planning to go to in just over a week, has been postponed to October. So Dr. Doug's advice has been to, you know, keep your social distance and dive local, right? So you're doing a lot of that. I mean, would this be a good time to maybe revisit this idea of doing a rebreather experience, or are you like knee-deep in work right now, Dr. Doug? What do you think?
No, actually, it's actually a good time. I'm actually off this week. I've got a student coming for a couple days, and then Carol and I are actually driving up. You know, since we don't have the ski trip, we have a week off. So
we're
going to drive up to Atlanta and visit some friends over the weekend. I'm going to be diving with her and a buddy at the Georgia Aquarium on Monday.
Oh,
their Ocean
sweet.
Voyager with the whale sharks, the mantas and stuff. So that'll be fun.
Right. But you got to use their gear that they provide provide everybody at the Georgia Aquarium. You can't bring your own gear in there, right? That's the deal, I believe.
Right, sure. You can bring your own. It's kind of like, yeah, it's like Epcot. You can bring your own mask, but that's the only thing you can bring.
Yeah, actually, I'm surprised they're even open. I mean, the fact that they closed down Disney, you know, and Epcot and everything else down here in Florida, I'm surprised Georgia Aquarium hadn't followed suit. But so far, you're hearing they're operating as usual.
Yeah, don't tell them that.
Yeah, don't give them any ideas.
The CDC is in Atlanta,
isn't it? Don't give them any ideas.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, well, you know, have you dove in the aquarium there in Georgia before? Or will this be a first time?
One of our good friends lives in Atlanta and actually volunteers there. So there was supposed to be, speaking of things getting canceled, there was supposed to be a what they call the big event. It's every year, this one big shop that our daughter used to work at as an operations manager called Sea Ventures in Atlanta. It's near Alpharetta. They have a big event every March, and now I was actually supposed to go up there and speak at that event, and then we were going to do the dive on the Monday after the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But they've actually canceled their event because of the same kind of issues. They usually had, you know, a couple thousand people there or so they didn't want to have issues with coronavirus. But so we're still going to go up and just visit friends, And then assuming the George Aquarium stays open, that was a good point on your part.
Yeah.
Assuming it stays open, then we'll do that on Monday.
Yeah, I didn't mean to poo-poo on your plans there, but yeah, you just don't know.
No problem. Don't bring Chinese food into this.
Hey, quiet. But yeah, you know, the thing is up there, they got those whale sharks. They got at least two of them, don't they? In the Georgia Aquarium
I think
still?
They have whale.
Or what?
Yeah, and I think this is called the Ocean Voyager, which is their big tank. And I think they have at least one, if not two, whale sharks. They have manta rays. They have, right. You know, turtles and a bunch of sea life. So it should be a good time.
I bet it will be. Yeah, that's an impressive thing. I haven't been in the Georgia Aquarium to dive it. I've been invited to, but I've seen it, and it is an impressive display for sure. Nothing beats the real thing, but, you know.
Exactly. And like all the aquarium dives, you get kind of a behind-the-scenes tour and, you know, kind of see how they do all their filtration system and how they feed the animals and stuff. So it'll be a fun day.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Doug, I will let you get back to your outing. I know you're planning to spend some quality time with your better half there. So you guys are heading out to the west coast of Florida to watch the sunset and just chill. Out there on the beach with champagne or something, as opposed to going skiing. So I think you're doing pretty good, if you ask me. You think?
Yeah.
We got
about 30 minutes to get there. We got a bottle of wine and some cheese and crackers in the car, and we're gonna watch the sunset, get a little bite to eat, and head back home.
Oh, there you go.
It's also social distancing. We're not in a big crowded restaurant, so yes. It'll be good.
He's as far away from us as he could possibly get. Who could blame him? God bless you. You guys enjoy yourself. Thanks for the update, and we'll see if we can't schedule a dive with you here soon, okay, my friend?
Sounds good. I'll be in touch.
All right, there you go. Dr. Doug Ebersol. He's our medical professional that we lean on, who's also a super diver.
Just raised the average IQ so much on the show.
Well, it doesn't take much. I mean, we could bring in an orangutan and kick it up at least 10 notch or 10 numbers, couldn't we?
What about a baboon?
A baboon?
A baboon.
That'd be at least 15, I'm thinking. But yeah, he's a great guy. He's a rebreather instructor, and he has invited CJ and myself to go through one of those KISS rebreather programs. So maybe we'll have to do that. Maybe we can use the downtime of that. But the problem then, if we, you know, CJ and I do this, we can't really open it up to the entire Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. It'd just be you and I.
Oh, sasai.
Yeah. So you guys can suck it. Okay, no comment. That's fine. They're
you might
stunned,
have them. You might have
silence.
Them, you might have them muted.
No, I don't. They could say anything.
Oh,
they
wait,
want
there's
right
Barry.
Now.
No. We're not saying anything.
Right. Why?
Barry.
Because we choose not to.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Walt DeMartini is with us.
Hey, buddy.
There he is.
How you doing?
Jerry's dad.
Now, he was missing in action for hour one. You working on your dive boat? Is that the deal, Walt? Is that what was distracting you?
Yeah, working on the Baja. The bad news is the engine's got to come back out.
Oh, boy. All right. Yeah. So he has to, you know, his floating life support, which, you know, he has to make sure the Gomez Hilton has an escape pod. And some people call it the dry martini to go fast boat. But that's what it is at the Gomez Hilton. If you ever have an issue, like they have to leave quickly, it's right there on the back, and you know, up in the slip.
Shh, don't give away the secrets.
Well, no, it's not a secret.
Unless the drunken sailors sleep in there.
Oof. Yeah, he doesn't. You don't allow him in there, do you? He's always under the dock,
yeah.
I thought.
That might be what's wrong with the boat, Walt.
Might have been
the smell, it kind of encapsulated the motor or something and done harm to it.
I think maybe he was peeing in the gas tank.
No, they don't allow
that. How many
hours
did you have on that engine, Walt?
Not enough.
277 hours.
Since the rebuild?
Yep.
And it just started ticking?
Yep.
So what does that mean? Captain Barry is putting on his boating cap, and he's going to diagnose this on Scuba Radio live on the air, what the problem of why Walt's boat is ticking, why the engine is ticking.
I'm surprised that they would pull the engine without at least pulling off the valve covers and taking a closer look.
Yeah.
They did that all day today. That's what they've been doing all day today.
Look, I'm not an expert, but obviously if your engine of your boat is ticking, it's a bomb. So you have to defuse it to stop the ticking.
In that case, it would tick down.
It takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Okay. But they don't want it to do that. So
that's true.
Yeah. So he's working on that at the Gomez Hilton. Dennis and Austin got to see the Gomez Hilton for the first time, and they were thoroughly impressed with the service.
The hospitality is second to nothing out there.
Did you guys have the Captain Waltz get naked rum punch?
No, they skipped the punch part.
No, it's a bunch of gas, CJ.
Yeah, they went right. Waltz went right to the rum. They didn't even have the punch part. They just stuck with the rum.
Okay.
And because they were VIPs, they were my guests at the Gomez Hilton there. And I took them over there, and Walt showed them a good time. And, you know but it, 5-star review, TripAdvisor, whole thing.
You bet.
Yeah. I think Vinny Two Tanks is looking it up right now, ready to book it. And I don't know if they're running a coronavirus special. We'll have to ask Captain Walt here next. Stay close. More coming up.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here comes old Greg. He's a scaly manfish.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Oh. I'm old Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Nart. Hello, fishies.
Yeah, but you're safe from the coronavirus when you're down there diving. Well, as far as we know, I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. Dennis and his son, Austin, who were my private pilots this week, they're in the studio with us as well. And then we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, which is Barry the Bugger, Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, and Vinny Two Tanks.
Greg?
Yeah.
Breaking news.
What?
We found Bubble Boy.
Bubble Boy!
He's on the line.
Oh, he's on the line. Hey, Bubble Boy, come in. Are you with us? Talk to me.
I am here. Over.
Okay. All right. So, Bubble Boy, where the hell are you? You were supposed to be in the studio. And
I am barricaded in my house in the closet, and I've surrounded myself with some burning incense and a couple bottles of vodka.
It is okay to come out of the closet, Jimmy.
Oh, boy.
There it is.
It is not. It is not okay.
It is not okay.
It's never been okay.
Wait, wait.
Yeah.
But you need to get some more smaller space because that's still a lot of space.
Hmm.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty bad.
All right. So,
actually, I've been stockpiling up on vodka and lube. I couldn't find any Purell, so I got some lube.
Lube.
I mixed it with the vodka. It goes down really smooth that way.
Okay.
I don't think you're doing it right.
I'm wondering. You do know your pay is going to be docked for 2 weeks for not showing up with no notice like this, right?
Yes, I know. I didn't think you were coming back. I thought you were going to still be on the ship.
No, I came back from the cruise ship and from my travels throughout the state to spread the love amongst the
coronavirus.
Yeah. I mean, it's just sharing the love.
And you took your elderly dad with you. What a good son.
Yeah.
Strike one.
I'm trying to keep it in the family. All right. So, okay. So you are social distancing yourself even more than normal.
Yes, I'm playing social distortion right now.
Okay.
Well, Greg, in his defense with the lube, he might be socially lubricated.
Okay, Leo. Well, that's a given. All right. Well, Bubble Boy, I'm surprised you're not here, but but you're trying to shelter yourself from us, not the other way around. You're not in self-quarantine, are you, Bubble Boy?
No, I'm not self-quarantined, but I'm the sole caretaker of my 92-year-old ma, so yeah. I don't want to risk it.
Right. Okay. Because CJ told me before we brought you on.
Mom! Like, meatloaf! God, Ma.
What? You're going to kill her. You're going to kill her feeding her.
It's time for dinner. She can still cook.
Did she hide the mushrooms in it again?
Oh, yeah, boy.
Yeah, and the bread, the little pieces of bread.
Damn it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, start sipping on that lube and be healthy. And hopefully you can join us next week. Okay, Bubble Boy?
All right. I'll see you guys then if you're still there.
Be well. Be strong.
Positive. He's a positive thinker, as you can tell.
I'm not totally down with the whole lubing his mouth thing. I'm not sure what's going on there.
You know, it slides right off you. You know, just so you know, the sanitizing goo that you rub all over your hands, that doesn't sterilize your hands. It just makes the germs and viral things slide off of it easier.
I don't think that's accurate.
No, that's technically that's what happens.
No, because it dries up.
Nope. You are incorrect. Am I right, Dennis?
It dries up. It evaporates.
Dennis is an expert on this stuff. He knows, right?
I'd have to agree with CJ.
Thank you. The voice of reason.
I heard that I was right. That's what I heard.
Wrong. Well,
yep.
Wrong again.
A lot of things, Greg.
Greg is a backseat flyer once again.
Well, hey.
One of the symptoms of coronavirus.
Yeah. Jerry, can we get a tally on how many coronas have been killed?
Wait a minute. One of the symptoms of coronavirus
are on number 5 3/4, looks like. Man, I got a quarter left in number 5.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
Lexi.
Are you doing a lime or no lime?
No lime. Hey,
it's look, bad luck.
This coronavirus
though.
Is bad enough, and if I add lime to it, it might hurt.
But it'll prevent scurvy.
That's right. You won't get scurvy that way.
And it's well, scurvy, but it'll still be pervy.
But I can right, ladies? Be swervy.
Just so it's bad luck to end on an odd number, so you better.
Not going to end on no odd number. You know me better than that.
Yeah, I do. You got to keep an even six pack there going.
You know, I did get the award for last man standing or last man drinking or whatever on Explore Adventures.
Jerry, have you suspended your campaign, or are you still actively campaigning
for
president?
Oh, hell no. Hey, vote for me this November.
There you go.
He couldn't remember what month.
Find the month. And we thought,
that damn coronavirus. I'm telling you, it does not do nothing. It does not affect your lungs. It does nothing but affect your mind.
It affects your talking.
That too.
He's referring to the coronavirus.
Makes you talk off of funny. Yeah.
Right. I think he might be. Okay. Well, you know, it is what it is.
I think it's funny that Bubble Boy's in the closet. He's barricaded himself in a closet.
Well, why is he eating
vodka and lube?
What's so bad about it? He's in a closet with lube.
Okay, that's what we said.
Yeah, but Jerry, you're...
He's using the lube, though, on his mustache. He has a mustache, right, like me? And he's putting it on there to seal his dive mask.
Okay.
That's what you use the lube for, to get a better seal around your mask, which not only, you know, if you really want to protect yourself from the virus, just put on all your dive gear.
Is that like a Freddie Mercury thing?
No, it's just to seal it up, so you make it airtight there. You know, but if you want to be ultra, you know, safe, just put on your dive gear and go to the store, buy your toilet paper at Costco, you're good to go. They may look at you a little strange, but you'll
what
be
else
protected.
Is new?
See? Another reason to go buy more gear. All right? And on that disturbing note, we'll wrap it up. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down.
Deep underwater.
Boy.
Down where it's wetter.
There it is. Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.